I'm Lacey Scarmana, and this is a WVIK News Focus. Nazir Kayali of Bettendorf talks with his family back in Syria nearly every day.
Thanks God the internet still works over there, so we always communicate, texting each other or even calling each other sometimes.
His two brothers live in Aleppo, which has been ranked the most dangerous city in the world. Kayali says they chose to stay in the city instead of fleeing the violence and going to a refugee camp.
They were willing to take risks on their lives and their families. They are married, they have kids, because the circumstances of the refugee camps are so bad. These are the same people who are in the refugee camps in these miserable situations and circumstances. After giving the hope that they might be accepted somewhere in the world, and all of a sudden someone comes and tells them, no, we changed our mind, you are staying where you are.
The executive order signed by President Trump on Friday temporarily bans travel to the U.S. from 7 majority Muslim countries. It also suspended the U.S. refugee program and blocked Syrian refugees indefinitely. A federal judge in Brooklyn issued a stay over the weekend that would temporarily prevent deportations of anyone who entered the U.S. with a valid visa. Kayali, a pediatrician, moved from Syria to the U.S. in 1990. He came over on a student visa after completing medical school and received his training in pediatrics in Des Moines. Kayali says there wouldn't be as much tension if people in this country could focus more on our similarities rather than our differences.
Probably people who have known me did not know that, you know, I am an Arab, I am Muslim, and I'm their pediatrician, and I'm their neighbor, and I'm their, you know, customer. I'm like them, taxpayer. I also have dreams. I also have family. I also have kids. I also want what's the best for everyone.
He says the president's executive order makes the country weaker.
President Trump did not serve the country. Actually, he is hurting my country.
Bob Babcock, a member of the board of directors for the Quad Cities Alliance for Immigrants and Refugees, calls the new administration's actions unfathomable in a country that holds the Statue of Liberty up to such high esteem.
I think he's off base. I think he's stoking the fires of fear.
But he says the silver lining has been watching people organize and speak up.
I believe you understand that this is not what America is about. And there are lots of people who are here that care about you, care about your families, and care about the countries you came from.
The Islamic Center of the Quad Cities is on a stretch of road in Moline that includes an evangelical church, a Catholic church, a Greek Orthodox church, and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Matlub Ahmad is on the Islamic Center's board of trustees. He calls this concentrations of various congregations faith row, the perfect example of religious freedom.
This is really the beauty of the United States, that this represents the diverse community that we are.
Ahmad, a physics professor at Black Hawk College, has lived in the Quad Cities for 23 years. He moved from Bangladesh to the United States in 1979. He says he respects the office of the president and Trump's obligation to keep the country safe. But Ahmad does have concerns about the approach taken through the recent executive order.
I'm not saying that there is a truly a Muslim ban, so to speak. We give the benefit of doubt to the president. But then people would say that since it is singling out all 7 countries that are Muslim majority, that people might interpret that it might be.
And he says that assumption makes people feel as though they are under a watchful eye of suspicion at all times, which has a demoralizing effect. Like Kayali, Ahmad says it's important to understand Muslims are no different than anyone else.
We are peaceful citizens. We love this country. We dedicate ourselves in this country. And we contribute to the overall improvement of all communities throughout the United States.
The Islamic Center of the Quad Cities regularly invites the community to open houses, tours, and informational sessions. I'm Lacey Scarmana.